This is what's trending today. A woman who believed YouTube suppressed her videos fired shots at the company's California headquarters on Tuesday. Police said she wounded three people before killing herself. Officials do not believe the woman, Nasim Ardam, targeted the three victims. But they told the Associated Press that she had had a long-standing dispute with the company. She used the name Nasima Sabs online. A YouTube account under that name was removed on Tuesday night. Her website had criticized YouTube's policies. It said the company tries to suppress video creators. The site had posts about veganism and animal cruelty, along with photos of Ardam and her exercise videos. YouTube filtered my channels to keep them from getting views, one of the messages on her site said. There is no equal growth opportunity on YouTube or any other video sharing site. Your channel will grow if they want to. People can receive money from advertisements connected to their videos on YouTube. But the company will limit payment to some channels for reasons including unacceptable material or having fewer than 1,000 subscribers. Her father, Ismail Ardam, told the Bay Area News Group that his daughter hated YouTube. He said she was angry that the company stopped paying her for videos she posted on the site. On Monday, he called police to report his daughter missing after she did not answer her phone for 2 days. She lived in the Southern California city of San Diego. Ismail Ardam said he also warned police that his daughter might go to YouTube headquarters in Northern California. A police official said officers found Nasim Ardam sleeping in her car around 2 a.m., about 48 kilometers from YouTube headquarters. She was let go because she did not appear to be a threat to herself or others. The police official would not say whether officers had been warned that Ardam might have been headed to YouTube headquarters. YouTube employee Diana Arnspieger said she was on the building's second floor when she heard gunshots. She then ran to a window and saw the shooter on a patio outside. Arnspieger said, "It was a woman, and she was firing her gun. And I just said, 'Shooter!' And everybody started running." A spokesman for San Francisco General Hospital said one of the shooting victims, a 36-year-old man, is in serious condition. The two other shooting victims, both women, have been released from the hospital. A spokesman for YouTube said, "Today, it feels like the entire community of YouTube, all of the employees, were victims of this crime." And that's what's trending today. I'm Ashley Thompson.